Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Thursday, January 26, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said today that he's canceled his planned visit to see President Trump next week, retaliating for the strict new executive orders issued a day earlier. In a Twitter post, Mr. Nieto said he remains a friend to the U.S. and is willing to work on agreements as long as they favor Mexicans. It's a direct challenge to Mr. Trump, who has repeatedly said Mexico was defeating the U.S. in bilateral relations and who had vowed to push U.S. interests forcefully forward. This morning, we informed the White House that I will not attend the scheduled work meeting for next Tuesday, Mr. Nieto said in Spanish. He had hinted he might pull out of the meeting a day earlier after hearing Mr. Trump's new executive orders on immigration, which push Mexico to do more to step up its own enforcement and call for building a wall to seal off the border between the U.S. and Mexico. The White House took the cancellation in stride. Things appear very promising for the new White House. A new Rasmussen Report survey released today says President Trump has a 59% job approval rating among likely voters. In separate findings, the pollster also isolated key passages in Mr. Trump's inaugural speech and asked respondents if they agreed with the ideas he presented. In addition, Rasmussen also reveals that 54% of voters favor a proposal that would cut spending up to 10% and cut staffing up to 20% in some federal government agencies. 27% oppose such cuts, while 19% are undecided. The results are based on tracking polls of 1,500 likely U.S. voters conducted Sunday through yesterday. If you love eating salmon, you'd better prepare to pay a lot more for it. Salmon prices have reached historic highs due to an outbreak of sea lice in Norway, which provides the world's largest farmed salmon supply. The NASDAQ Salmon Index indicates the price of salmon has increased by more than 15% in the last 3 months alone. In Norway and Scotland, salmon prices climbed by 50% in 2016 due to a spread of a half-inch parasite, which nibble on the fish's blood and tissue, The Guardian reported. A deadly algae bloom in Chile, the second-largest farmed salmon supplier worldwide, has exacerbated the supply issue. Fish industry analysts at the Norwegian bank Nordea predict the lice outbreak will worsen, causing global supplies of Atlantic salmon to continue falling. They fell 9% last year, The Guardian reports. If you want to know how many people are crowding your favorite restaurant as you're heading over to eat, Google Maps has you covered with a new update. The app's popular times feature has been around since 2015, culling data from users who've opted into Google's location history feature. The tool shows how busy or empty a restaurant is each hour by displaying a bar graph in the search results. But the feature uses historical data, so Google Maps couldn't account for special circumstances like when a loud birthday party took over half a restaurant. The new engineering Barbie doll is out in the United Kingdom, and it's already causing a sexist controversy. The new Barbie doll encourages girls to become engineers, which is meant to get girls interested in science by showing them how to build washing machines and racks where they can keep the figure's shoes and jewelry. A kit which comes with the doll instructs girls to fix together plastic sticks to create household appliances, but there have been objections to the engineering Barbie, which is targeted at girls ages 4 to 8 and retails at $37. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.